Mar, né?
Like, yeah, talk about being fake and putting on like a persona and acting like a certain way for views and likes and stuff. Like, she's definitely putting on a facade.
I know. Because she got famous off of doing like mommy TikTok, where she was like, I'm a single mom raising these kids kind of thing.
She a mother?
Yeah.
Jesus.
That was what she was known as, I'm pretty sure, was that she knew, like, she had, like, kids and everything, and she would raise them on the over the internet to view. But okay. I reckon, yeah, industry plant.
Yeah, you reckon that's, like, reckon 100% that's legit? Or you?
I would be shocked if it wasn't. Because she went from nothing to starting a podcast, and within five episodes had, like, Drake on.
Yeah, but wasn't that whole, like, Drake thing... If you guys didn't know who we're talking about, it's Bobby Altoff.
Altoff.
Yeah, it's... didn't something happen? Like, she was doing a podcast and then talked about Drake or something, released it, clip went viral. Drake was like, yeah, let's do it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So in that regard, like, I don't see it being too far-fetched because the fucking internet is crazy and Drake would do something like that. Like,
yeah, but he doesn't do too much media.
No, nah, but like
I think there's like a whole who their managers are like there's like a level of not family tree, but there's a link because she got Mark Cuban on as well.
That's the rich dude,
the billionaire that owns the Mavs. Yeah,
yeah. I feel like
she had Funny Marco on, who he's like a podcaster slash like internet personality. She's the person whose shtick she's using.
Mm.
So the podcast was a bore because it's two people trying to outweird each other.
Right.
Which made it kind of a tough watch.
Is that the one where the guy gets up and walks off? He's like, fuck you.
I don't know. I can't remember.
I've seen a few clips. I might be just watching her in a bad light because like the clips and stuff that I see, like mainly of people like walking out of her interviews of the way she is and the way she treats her guests and stuff. And look, first of all, if you're really like that, like, I don't know why you'd want to start a podcast. And two, if that you're putting on that facade, like at what point, like, do you like kind of give up the facade because like you're making your guests feel pretty shit?
The problem is with a shtick like that is that the internet moves so quickly.
Yeah.
That as soon as it's not new and fresh anymore, you have to reinvent. Otherwise, yep, everyone's going to be like, oh, well, sweet. Well, I'm done with that.
Yeah,
I'm just going to go on to the next thing.
You're just that boring girl with a fucking bland face.
Well, it was like Amelia that used to do she still does the chicken shop dates. She's from the UK.
Yeah, I've not watched that. I know about them.
So she's like pivoted. She still does the chicken shop dates where the whole thing is that she's meant to be like this like very level-headed girl that goes on a date and isn't flustered by no matter how big her guest is kind of thing. But then she does work for like GQ or something where she'll go work on the red carpet where she is very much like, I'm so happy to be here. So you know that she has another side to her personality as well.
But that's the thing, right? It's personality. People would follow personality around. If you have, like, keeping on the chicken thing, is it Sean Evans?
Yeah.
Or even Emma Chamberlain or whoever. Like,
yeah,
you'll follow their personality. If your shtick's that you have no personality, that you're just like,
yeah,
like deadpan, like...
Yeah.
And that's your shtick, like, and you're not going to get work for like GQ or like other.
It will get dry eventually.
Yeah, or other like interviewers, like journalists or whatever you want to do. Like, you're not going to get any work because you need to have that charisma and stuff like that for it to diversify. And I think it's going to burn out. Like, it's just I don't know. Sure, I watched the first couple. It was like, yeah, okay, I get it.
Mm.
And then from then onwards, I'm like, you're just starting to piss people off now.
Also, like, a thing that's popular is...
Oh, sorry. I saw her, like, try to get into this party thing. I don't know if it was, like, all set up, right? Like, again, I might be watching it a bit in a bad light. She tried to get into this party, and she didn't have her pass. And they're like, oh, we can't let you in. She's like, I'm Bobby Altoff. Like,
yeah,
try to drop that sort of shit, and then... When anyone ever tries to do that, it's just like, oh, yeah,
it gives you the ick.
Yeah, like, don't
Podcasters talking about podcasting. Maybe not. Maybe not the coolest thing in the world to be talking about. But there are certain podcasts or things that you listen to because the person's so big. Like, everything now automatically deserves a podcast about it, right? If a TV show's run its course, get the people back together, do a podcast where they break down each episode.
Yep.
You're good for years. You've got like a residual income coming in.
Yep.
But there are podcasts that just make podcasts for clips.
Mm.
Or there's a lot of the clips, and sorry to look behind the curtain, but if you sit there and watch like motivational people that look like they're on a podcast, they're not on a podcast. They're just people that have set up something in their room to look like they're on a podcast, because suddenly that makes everything alike, that makes the information soak in a lot more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You think that they're doing it in a longer format, but they've just done it just to set these
clips
up.
They've just set up a microphone in their thing, and then they're looking off the camera, and it was like, oh shit, this guy's been invited somewhere, so he must be prestigious, and he's speaking about these things.
Like, what are your thoughts on like the Whatever podcast and things like that? You know what that is?
Nah.
Where that it's, oh fuck, I can't remember the guys' names, but they set up and they have like multiple like girls on at once. It goes for like 3-4 hours. It's live. People can like donate money for like and then there's like an automated text that reads out, and basically it's about like OnlyFans girls that come on and talk about,
so they
like,
sit in like a booth.
Yeah, it's
like a half moon.
Yeah,
I think I've seen clips of it.
Yeah,
I don't know, that's also, that gets like very, I don't, Andrew Tate used to do that shit, and that dude's like a bit of a schmuck, so
it's very Andrew Tate-ish.
Also, that guy dropped off the fucking face of the earth real smart.
Well, yeah, because he was in prison for shit.
Yeah, but he got let out.
Yeah, then, but like you would want to fucking keep a low profile, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I know, but his whole thing of like, screw authority, I'll be bigger than the government and everything like that.
Yeah, well, someone's like, in his ear talking some sense.
Yeah, I don't think he's a stupid guy, and I think he's very aware of the character that he's playing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think when he goes home, takes his hat off after a hard day, he's like that 24/7.
No. But I will say there's a lot of key messages from him that are like good for young men, but the majority of them are bad.
Bullshit, yeah.
Yeah. Like I think a lot of his stuff, like saying like getting into routine, making sure that you like you keep on top of your health, and but you know, there's
I get that stuff.
Yeah.
It's just when he starts getting into talking about for males and the opposite sex and that, where it's,
yeah, that's not his territory. He shouldn't be talking about that shit.
Yeah, he starts talking about like lesser thans.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh dude.
Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. But I think there's a lot of things that he says.
Yeah.
That if we're set in the right light. I mean, but it's also controversial, and how like say people like Jordan Peterson talk. Like, I think he's great. A lot of people don't.
What's wrong with Jordan Peterson?
Nice. That was pretty good. Yeah.
What rules?
Climactic
rules, you sons of bitches.
Sorry. I think a lot of what he says, people can't actually, like, interpret.
Yeah.
Because he uses big words and, you know, like,
yeah,
he's a bit like Russell Brand in a way, like throwing out a few words here.
Yeah,
and there,
I think,
you know?
Russell Brand sniffs his own farts a little bit sometimes, yeah, though, when he's like, look, I'm on a roll here, and I could have said this in 5 sentences, but screw it, I'm going to make it 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. So I feel like Jordan Peterson's got a little bit of that, but it's also backed with like the fact that he's a scholar.
Yeah. I think no older guy that pops up on the internet, like, he's obviously got some sort of backing. He just happened to start doing media when it became like the forefront of.
I'm pretty sure it was just a case of his lectures were put on YouTube so people could watch them at home, and then that didn't go to the lecture. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's how it started.
Yeah,
and it like blew up. Yeah. So like, he never like set out to be.
No, that's what I mean. I think he was just doing his thing, and then the next step was like, oh, we'll get this guy on a podcast.
Yeah, it was just something like it blew up, and then like.
Now he's huge.
Then he had like a lot of discrimination basically on like his views and his ways of seeing things. And then like people that themselves that felt discriminated would then interacted with him and confronted him and filmed it and put it on.
It'd be hard to be one of those guys though that suddenly as a follower, look, like Andrew Tate did the fucking like Hustle University. Like, you're telling me you guys didn't sign up to Hustle University? He was running this thing of like, you give me, I don't know, X amount, $300, and you can join Hustle University, and I'm pretty much going to teach you how to be the man.
What?
That's the scam part of it. That's how the money comes in.
Yeah.
But then these guys that pretty much you blow smoke up their ass far enough, they think that they're like a modern day orator. And it was like, shit, I just have to keep saying things.
Mm.
Where I think eventually you've said enough things and what you're saying is just gas bagging.
Yeah.
And it was like, man, just disappear for a little bit and then come back. Because oversaturation just brings boredom.
Yeah. Bobby Altoff.
Yeah.
Bring it full circle.
It's also this thing of like, especially with any sort of media now, is that you saw it back in the day when people started making skits. You still see it now. If one skit in particular pops off, that person is going to make that skit a million different ways until it doesn't pay the bills anymore.
Yeah.
People used to criticize Johnny Danger for it. When they were like, oh, he just does the same shit over and over. And then suddenly, when he passed and everything, it was like, oh, actually, he was kind of like pioneering an industry. Like, TikTok was made for him. He just never saw it.
Yeah.
But at the time, I remember people were like, oh, but he just says the same stuff all the time, does the same jokes. Dude, it's paying the fucking bills.
Yeah.
And I think people know that this, like, level of, like, social media fame or whatever, it really is a case of, like, 15 minutes in the sun. Milk it for what it's worth.
Yeah. And if you want to stay in the sun, then like diversify.
Yeah.
Like use that time, use your 15 minutes you've got to set yourself up so you can be in it longer.
And hope that you can pivot into something else.
Yeah, totally.
That's why you naturally see like a lot of people moving to podcasting, moving to YouTube and stuff like that.
Mm.
Because it's just the next thing. It's the one that's been around the longest.
They also have control over it.
Yeah.
If it's their own thing.
Yeah,
if you're your 15 minutes of fame in a big Hollywood movie, like that's it. You know what I mean? Like, whereas if your 15 minutes of fame was off something that your own thing got like blown up for, then you've got more control over how like you navigate this next section.
Yeah, I saw a thing the other day saying back in the day, if your video went viral, you went on Ellen.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you'll see 10 videos a day have like 10 million likes.
Isn't she like a convicted felon?
She was just rude to people, which was one of the ones that like when that came about, I was like, I see it.
Yeah.
Like she can tell. Yeah, I think she was like rude to her staff or like made people work late shit.
It was 100% a hindsight thing.
Hmm.
When I watched her do her thing, it was like a, I get your gimmick.
Yeah.
But then, like, it turns out it wasn't a gimmick.
Yeah.
And you're just like that, and it's like, oh,
it's like when you watch any sort of late night show, and then someone cracks kind of like a joke that might not be for TV, and the hosts are like, shit, I have to be cool. And they're like, ha, ha, ha. Oh, well, we'll do this and this.
Yeah, they
But you can tell there's a level of...
Diffuse the situation.
Yeah, they have to diffuse it. Yeah. But there's, like, a level of them that's like, fuck, man, the boss isn't going to like this. Whereas you don't have that sort of shit on YouTube. It's like, take it wherever you want. Your fans will follow.
They do it on radio a lot.
Yeah.
Like, they, you know, like if they
say, radio can't even cuss.
Yeah. So. There's some guidelines you can say, like, pretty sure you can say, like, ass and shit. And like,
you can say shit in New Zealand. You can say bullshit. You can say crap.
But yeah, things like that. But like, if they cuss or someone does it like lights, calls in live and starts saying stuff, like you can hear the presenters go like, ooh, like, like,
oh, it was good to talk to you.
We're going
to
get in trouble here. But
you're going through a tunnel. We're going to have to cut you off.
Yeah. It's something on the radio stuff. But anyway,
85.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Good to have you. I'll tell you what, Andy. I don't have much more in me. I don't have much more in me for 2023.
Oh, right.
And I feel like...
So, where's this going?
Oh, geez. I feel like people this year... I think it's got something to do with the earlier and earlier the Christmas decorations come out.
Yeah.
But I think this year, more than anything, people have really started to talk about the Christmas break, how they want to spend their holidays.
A lot earlier.
The sun's come out...
Right.
Yeah. We're not even in December.
Yeah.
Usually it's a couple of weeks before you finish work, you start counting down the days.
Yeah.
Mid-November, people were like...
they were like ready.
Buttoning off.
Yeah.
I'm getting... Yeah. You get the shutdown emails of like, just letting you know, we're going to be off from this date to this date. And
yep. Already getting the The emails for the end of year subbies do.
Yep.
The Secret Santa in the office, like, already got the dates of, like, when we're shutting down over Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, this was like, yeah, start of November. I was like, okay, sweet.
Yes. It was spring a month ago. Yeah. Wait, we're still in spring. We're not even in summer yet.
No, true. Yeah.
Yeah. I was on site today, and I was talking to, like, there was a couple of tradies on site just finishing something up, and they were talking Christmas do's.
Okay. Yeah.
And they were saying, it was really funny, actually. They were all kind of forming a plan to all text their boss the same thing, saying, like, fuck a work do, just divvy out the cash that you would spend for the work do. Because they were like, it was hilarious. They were like, bro, and then fuck, we just went bowling. Bro, I work too fucking hard, and we all suck at bowling. Bro, my arms are fucked. I can't even throw a bowling ball. And then what? We suck? That's not fun. Sucking sucks. And I was like, bro, straight up.
Yeah, it's not wrong. That's wise words.
I was cracking up, like, under my breath. But I was like, you're not far off. But they were saying, like, bro, just give us the money, or just, I think the best thing that you can do for a work do is just give the location.
Yeah.
So the fun will make itself, but just give us somewhere that isn't the yard or isn't the office.
Alley, apparently.
Yeah, but just give us somewhere where the boys or the girls, when everyone can spread their wings, run free, and the night will be what it may.
Yeah. Because there's nothing quite like a after work beers, but obviously that can't get too silly, right? Because people have got to go home, or they've got work the next day, or whatever it is. But it is nice to have a location where the workmates can have the beers
that you're not paying for.
Yeah, but get silly.
Yeah.
Like, have that extra, go that extra mile that you don't usually do with the work colleagues.
Exactly.
Mm.
I could do without the activity.
Yeah, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need to pay for a couple lanes, brother.
Yeah, like, I know.
Pay
yeah.
for a couple lines, maybe, but
oh, what I do? Just, yeah. Yeah. I was going to say that the work dues are just the classic go missings.
Yeah. Yeah,
you get a text from your workmates, like, Mrs. like, hey, this is da da da. Have you seen? You're sitting next to him, and you're like, actually, no. he went home ages ago.
Yeah, yeah, fuck. I feel like, yeah, if you're a boss and you're looking to do, like, a work do, like, this end of year, this Christmas, don't do the bowling or something. Like, take the money that you were going to spend on that. Obviously, you'd probably get a couple extra drinks, hire out somewhere, or just go to the, like, a pub or bar or something, and then
just give up your house for 3 days.
Even that, yeah. Maybe 3 days. Yeah. But, like, give a location somewhere where you can do, you know,
hand the card over.
If you want to do activities, then set it up yourself or something. Like, so, like, don't fucking, you know, chuck a couple, like, a dartboard up or a fucking, you know, like, If you're in, like, construction or something, fucking set some fucking game up with construction or something before everyone gets too pissed.
Yeah.
Do that.
I think the main thing is,
because what I enjoy with the end of year work do is when we do, like, activities. So there's more or less the prizes, right? Because my old boss used to give out some pretty good prizes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, like,
what was the activity versus prize?
Like, we'd do, like, pool hall comps, and, like, you'd win, like, drills and shit.
That's sick.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And it wasn't just, like, who's the best at pool. Like, pool. It
so was, I said, that's cool, that's nuts, and that's sick. Just straight away.
Yeah. Like, it would be, like, all right, who can hit the pool ball, like, off out of the D, like, closest to the bumper bar. Kind of like playing the fucking coin game.
Yeah,
like,
closest to the wall.
Yeah, basically. Shit like that. So, like, there'd be spot prizes for things like that.
Yeah.
but some people obviously wouldn't like to go play pool or bowling or whatever it is. So, like, you want to do something that, like, gives out the prizes. So, give a location. Fucking get creative with your shit.
Yeah.
Fucking...
I think tradies, more than anything, is, like, you know they're going to get silly.
Yeah.
You know they're going to push the boat out a little too far.
Yeah.
So get the things done and then give them somewhere where they don't have to be dressed up for a bar, because 9 times out of 10, they ain't got the clothes to get in.
Nah.
Not a bar where we're all blown up. Just park a pallet of piss in a nice location where there's no one around.
Yeah.
and let the boys play. The fun makes itself. These guys talk shit to each other on site every single day.
Yeah.
They've all got a million things to get off their chest.
To
one's got a bad thing to say. You know, no one's carrying a grudge into Christmas.
If they start brawling, then good. They needed to get it out.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, but at the end of the year, you all start talking shit and everyone's a bit jovial. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, yeah. But at the end of the day, you sit back, you reflect on the year, and you're like, fuck, we're actually in the trenches all year together. So, you know.
It's like putting a fucking pallet of bananas in between some silverbacks. Yeah. Like, all right, boys, go for gold.
Fuck yeah.
I feel like it's the best way to do it. I don't know, the corporate world's probably like, it sounds like
what are you talking about?
Yeah, we've only got
I was gonna say, I've only got end of year piss ups to go off.
Yeah, we got the classic can't say the name on air, but who I work for, their end of year do.
Oh, at the same location?
No, it's same different. Food? No, it's same food. Yeah, same food. Yeah. This is the first time I'm going as an employee, nice. So that'll be interesting.
Oh, you know who might no, you probably won't actually. I'm gonna say Gordon.
Yeah.
Is he still around the traps?
I haven't seen it. I don't know. I haven't seen him.
Dude, that guy's been nothing but a whisper in the wind since he christened us with his presence.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting from my side of the fence, from this side of the fence this time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's weird having end of year dues in November.
Yeah, I know. I think it's one of those things, like,
everyone's so ready to fuck off.
Yeah, but also having it in the last sort of week or two, you end up having to miss one to go to one. So it's like, oh, fuck, we'll do it early.
True.
And then it's not a case of like, if you have your end of your work due a couple of days before the end of the year, you just blow out and go, fuck, I'm not turning up for the rest of the year.
Mm.
Whereas now it's like, sweet, we're just going to do something. We're going to put something on. The worst is, and it's happened more and more over the years, is one, financial like restrictions mean that there is no Christmas due. Your people work hard. You should look after your employees. They're humans.
Mm.
And the other one is just like, oh, it's not an excuse to just get drunk and, mate, you're the boss. Shout the Ubers home. Make sure everybody gets home safe.
Yeah.
Let them do what they want.
Yeah.
I'm big on that. Like,
yeah. I mean, we're saying this like we've got infinite money. I guess if a company
company that's struggling.
Yeah. Like then. But again, if you're a company that's struggling, don't fucking just go and do something basic. I'd say, like, give them the money that you were going to spend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or give them the option.
Yeah.
Because maybe the guys do like a bit of camaraderie. Maybe you're from a crew that doesn't necessarily just want to get blackout and lose their phone.
I don't know what tradie that doesn't, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows? I mean... If you do these end of year dues like in November, like we've got this Friday, I feel like always the last day of work is like a end of year due again anyway.
Yeah, it is.
Like,
yeah. It's everybody cleaning their cars out.
Yeah.
Waiting for like the 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock knockoff.
10 a.m.
Yeah.
Let's go. Like every year, like, my old lady's like, oh, so what time are you coming up north? Like, what day are you coming up north? Like, oh, well, I finished work on the 20th, and so maybe like the 22nd.
Yeah.
It's like, well, she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, well.
What do you mean?
The 20th is going to be big.
Yeah. Like, and then I'm going to recover, and then I'll get my shit together, because once I'm gone, I'm gone.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to spread my legs a little bit.
Yeah. The worst is when it's like you finish
on horizontal season.
You get into, it's like you finish on like the 23rd. That's a sticky one,
because
it's like, you know that 23rd's going to be big. Don't want to travel on the 24th because you're hungover and the traffic's going to be terrible, but you can't go a day after because you've already got to be there by Christmas.
Yeah, and you've got to be chipper on the 24th as well. You've got to have spirit coursing through your veins.
Yeah,
which, as I get older, I had the Christmas spirit when I was young, and then it went away for a little bit.
Yeah.
But now that, like, I think I might have told you about this last year even, now that I've got little nieces... And I'm a bit older, thinking about like seeing other people have Christmas isn't about how cool it is for me anymore. It's how cool it is for everybody else.
Yeah.
And just like, even back in the day, it was just like, oh, it's just that thing that comes over and we have to tidy the house and mum starts yelling because we've got fucking 60 people heading around and we're all fucking battling it out. And then we all put on a smile like nothing happened when everyone turns up. Now it's like, oh, it's the family that I don't get to see like this all the time. It actually is pretty cool.
Mm.
Yeah.
I feel like mine's, as I've gotten older, it's more like, right, all families together, big piss up, right? Like,
definitely headed that way, yeah.
Yeah, like when you get when you turn like 18 and you start getting a little bit older and like you can drink and things like that, sure, it's a little bit like a little bit boozy. You might have a beer here and there, but like now I'm like 28.
Yeah.
And, you know, brother's older than me.
Yeah.
You know, parents, things like that. Yeah, it's all
this will be the first year that I don't have to travel after Christmas, because I would always have to go home somewhere because I don't live it. But now I live on the property.
Oh, right. Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah. So I can...
Oh, you can have a mean boozy...
Yeah, mate, I just got to go 200 meters through the paddock as the crow flies.
No flying fox set up yet, I see.
Nah, we'll make one. I've been good all year. Santa's coming.
Down the flying fox.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm in Kaitaia. Shout out the whānau up north.
No, he'll be
Yeah, it's going to be so good. It's going to be the first like Christmas in a long time where we've had a lot of the family together.
Yeah.
New Zealand side of the family. And I'm looking forward to that. A lot of shenanigans.
Speaking of getting boozy, I had a pretty big weekend.
Did ya?
Yeah.
Did ya?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah.
So I was meant to be...
I did fuck all. Nice. I can't wait.
I was meant... So the plan was, we had one of the lady's good friend's birthdays.
Yes.
And obviously, we've been together for quite a while now, so...
How many years?
Coming up. Three very shortly.
What?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
So it was actually funny. I was talking to a guy that's part of like the friend group that I was introduced to 3 years ago now.
Yeah.
But
wait, we've been doing this longer than 3 years?
I think we'll be 3 years. Nah, so this will be we did this when this turns to 3 years, it's like a month or two after that
yeah,
my relationship
it's very similar.
Goes to 3 years. It kind of
Yeah, I'm with you.
But I was talking to him about it and I was like, oh, yeah, like kind of talking about like, oh, I still got like the new guy syndrome. Like I still don't know the personality of everyone in the group. He's like, you've been around for fucking ages, man. And I was like, damn, this is all in my own head.
Yeah. Nah, that just stems from like our own friends group that like some of us have known each other from like birth and 2 years old.
Yeah,
so like
yeah.
You've grown up with like, we're talking 20 years of relationships and you're like 3 years in, like, you're like, well, yeah, that's still new.
Adult friends are a completely different kettle of fish. Making friends 100%. Is like a grown up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
It very much starts with like, how's work chat? What do you do? Oh, what's that like?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, but yeah, so the plan was we were going to hit Rainbow's End on Saturday, okay. Which terrified me.
Yeah. What terrified you?
No, not terrified me, but I did look at the rides that Rainbow's End has now. I reckon I haven't been in 15, 20 years.
I bet you they're fucking all rickety and shit. Oh,
no. It's respectable, but because they don't have a lot of room, so you go somewhere like Movie World, or you head to the Gold Coast or something.
Or you walk for
fucking
ages.
They've got so much room, which means that they can make big, fast, large roller coasters, which I love.
Yeah.
I love roller coasters.
So why were you...
But Rainbow's End has a small thing, so they can't just be putting in these big fuck off 100 kilometer an hour roller coasters.
Mm.
They can do tight, compact things that you sit in and it spins on a million axes.
Yes,
those are the rides they have. It's like, well, it spins this way and then the other bit goes upside down, then you spin this way.
Yeah, you don't travel far.
You just do that five different times, and then hopefully by the time you get to the pirate ship and bumper boats, you're not gassed out from the weird fumes. Yeah, that was like everyone always fucked up. Like bumper boats first get soaked for the rest of the day. Everywhere you sat was like squelchy.
Oh, God.
Just petrol fumes everywhere.
Were you one of the people that like as like a teenager went to like Rainbow's End and had a couple drinks, like sneaky drinks? Like I remember
I never did.
You know, that was a thing. Like there, there was a few kids. I think it was like mainly more like the city kids.
I was going to say commute out south for a couple of drinks and a roller coaster is not.
Oh, I mean,
tough push.
I never went. I was never one of those people, but like it'd been offered like
yeah, when they started doing like night rides and shit.
Yeah, yeah. And it was like you're like
go
16,
for Halloween or,
and yeah, you'd yeah. go to like Rainbow's End, but like they'd have a couple Smirnoffs with them.
Yeah, it was like Spookers. You'd do that with Spookers and
yeah, I mean that was a lot better. I rated Spookers.
Yeah. They genuinely scared me.
Yeah, I shit you. I was terrified. I don't rate it as in like, woo, it was a great time.
Yeah.
Like I was like, holy fuck, this scared the shit out of me. Like,
yeah, they set out to do a job and they did it.
Does what it says on the box. So yeah, I don't know. I just didn't get the idea of going to Rainbow's Inn and having a few drinks because I'm not a roller coaster guy by any means. Having a couple of drinks and then like getting on that like just sounds like a dumb
what do you
idea.
Do? You just get a bit confident? Like
you have more vomit?
Yeah. Raise your hands a bit higher. Because you raise your hands but your elbows are tucked.
Yeah, I don't care anymore.
Suck on this, Mom. But no, when I looked at it, I was like, okay, this is just five different rides that have infinite axes. Mm. And the other side of me is thinking, look, when I go to like a carnival type scenario, of course I'm having hot chips. Of course I'm having hot dogs. Of course I'm having shaved ice. You've
gone to the fair.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that paired with that didn't go so well. But it was like, have no level of power that will stop me or measure myself, so I will do all of it and then pay for it.
You also mix as well. Yeah. Like you're notorious for mixing. Like if I have like a savory meal, I'm not thinking like an ice cream and then a thick shake to wash it down.
No,
with.
I'm going like churros into candy floss.
It's you love to mix your My need to fit, like my food and my drink and my desserts, if they don't like align, I skip it.
You got to carb up for a roller coaster. But the weather turned. So after all the sun, we've continued to have sun. Auckland's been on a hot streak.
Oh, it did as well. Yeah, this weekend. Yes.
So Saturday ended up turning into a shithole. It was like a tropical downpour of it was hot and it just no wind, dead rained all day. Kind of cleared up a little bit in the afternoon. So they pivoted and they were like, okay, sweet, we're just going to go bowling. And then I was like, sweet, okay, more up my alley.
Hey, yeah.
There we go.
But we don't have the soundboard anymore. Nah. I saw that photo. Was it Miller and
Jordan? Two people playing on the lane over.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it was a dad and son combo.
Oh.
I was trying to work out who the dad was, but
probably
couldn't.
Jordan.
Big Miller.
Yeah.
But we went bowling. We went up to the one in Newmarket, like the top of the, it's like a top of a kind of like old car park kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And all indoors, kind of rickety. So they poured strong drinks. They poured big glasses of wine.
They do, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Just have a license. Just.
Yeah.
And
we've been to the Westgate one quite a few times. Like
members.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I am actually, but I know a couple of the boys have, because like it is, I know we were just kind of bagging on it for end of year dues, because that's like a whole different kettle of fish, right? Yeah. But if you're actually looking for like close personal mates, it's not actually a bad shout. One,
you want to kill an hour?
Yeah. They've got pokies.
Yeah.
Two, like you don't have to be into the actual bowling part. Two, they're licensed and their drinks are always cheap and strong.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's on for like a like
couple young and old.
Couple of like close mates sort of thing.
It is. And then like especially if you're like anyone with some sort of competitive spirit, you throw an element like bowling in there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I do like bowling myself personally.
Mm.
Not for like a shindig for work per se. I do enjoy bowling, but if I'm going with a couple mates, I'd kind of like give up on the competitive aspect.
When I went into this, I was like, okay, I know my body and I know that my finger gets caught in the bowling ball every single time and I end up with a sore finger and thumb for like a week or two after. So said this time I'm gonna kind of chill out. Because when we play, yes, you guys are good bowlers and everything. So it was like, okay, there's a level of like, if we don't get a good score, like, fuck.
Yeah.
But this was very much more like, we were just there to more celebrate like what we were doing. And I did pretty average, to be honest, but started getting the spin on. Finally got a grip on that, like the old nice. Jordan spin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, started ripping those down the lane.
Mm.
And I was drinking the beers and everything. Came out of it, hand was fine.
Oh, nice.
But I have developed a classic case of bowler's glute. So,
yes. Yeah.
So for anyone, to the untrained thigh,
God, we're getting old. Yeah.
Every time you do a bowl, right, you're doing a lunge.
Yeah.
And because I knew that I was having a big night, when I woke up on Saturday morning, I thought, I'm doing a workout. And I was squatting. I did legs.
Oh, no.
So I was going into
That's
it.
Your first mistake.
I was doing it, first of all, did it. Was got there on shaky legs.
Yeah.
Walked up 6 flights of stairs to get there. We didn't use the elevator. Got into the bowling alley. Great. Started going, yeah, hit the lunges. And by the end of it, I was like, I was stretching between throws.
Oh, yeah. You got to stretch and limber up beforehand.
Yeah.
100%.
So, yeah, pretty much my ass got beat up. And
before you finish that off, I remember I got fond memories of me and Jordan like as like teenagers. It was like maybe like $20, and it was like all you could bowl from like 9 till midnight.
Oh, fuck yeah.
As like teenagers, and it was like I don't think we were like drinking at that age or anything like that. But like that's where we got like okay at bowling, because it was and like practice the spins or anything, like it wasn't there was no scores, there was, it would tell you what you got, but like it wasn't like competitive, you know what I mean? You just bowl just to like fucking hurl balls down there and practice and shit like that, and that's where he got the whole spin on and shit like that, and he used to be like pretty fucking good at that. But yeah, did you win?
No, I came second.
Ooh.
Second in the first game, and I know my bowling, right? I know my regime.
Mm.
My first game is always my best game, and then my body whittles, and it becomes a game of attrition.
Oh, okay.
Of like, I get my bowler's glue, my thumb gives up. I also couldn't, which kind of frustrated me, I couldn't find my ball. I couldn't get one. Yeah. I couldn't get weight to finger hole size distribution correct.
Yeah, that's it.
And
that's
all
a-
the other lanes were taken, and there wasn't a lot of spare balls.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll just make do, not making excuses, but
oh no, it's not an excuse. It's a very it's like a primal instinct.
Yeah,
when you find
your ball. Yeah,
yeah.
When you're sitting there waiting, fanning your hands at the bell, waiting for it to come out.
Oh, I love that. I love the little air vent. That's my go-to.
But we went from bowling. We went back to their apartment in Newmarket as well.
Mm.
From there, we had some cocktails.
Ooh.
Shout out to Jackson, made some cocktails for us.
Beauty.
And then from there, grabbed a bottle of wine, hit a BYO. So at this point, I've got quite a few drinks in me.
Yes.
The lady's got a few drinks in her. We get to a BYO that just has an iPad on the table where you can order off.
Okay.
So it was just like, bing, 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 bing. Those, please. Money's not real.
Macca's order.
Yeah. It all turns up. We eat. I'm full. And I've got my level head again. I'm feeling good. Then the call goes out. So this is where we kind of assume the night would end.
Mm.
Karaoke. Bowling into cocktails, into BYO, into karaoke. I was like,
you're in your element.
This is my this is the shit I like.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
This is my stuff. And then, yeah, we went and hit karaoke, walked in, private room.
What'd you open with?
I laid back a little bit, let everyone that knew each other kind of go in. But
as the new guy, yeah.
Yeah, once I got a few in me, I said turned to the lady. I said, we're duetting. We duet Islands in the Stream. Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton. I serenade her as she's less interested than I am.
Where can I view this?
That goes down. I'm enjoying myself. Yeah. I can hear that I am not on pitch. Sorry, Kenny.
You're not singing the Dolly Parton bit?
Yeah, I just do like the kind of like sing style. I hold it to my throat and hum.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you want a mix of a song that you like, but we'll also get everyone going. Because we're getting to the point in the night where if the music doesn't stay on top, we're going to start losing numbers because...
If you
sit and think for too long, people are like, actually, I'm pretty tired.
There's nothing worse than like hyping up like someone, like because we went with like our football team, like start of the year, things like that. You go karaoke and you're hyping someone up like to get them on the mic finally.
Yeah.
Yeah, pick a song that you know, like get on it, like they're nervous. And then they pick one that no one knows or like doesn't hit. And I mean, they're comfortable singing it, which is great. But then it's just like...
Now, you've got to have a minimum tempo. It's got to have a bit of swing.
Yeah.
I get that Boys to Men's great to sing, but it's a slow jam.
Yeah.
And when there's people that might not know the song, they're going to go for the rhythm first.
Yeah.
So you got to keep it up a little bit.
Yeah.
At least with Islands in the Stream, everyone can get into the chorus.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then everyone's just like, oh, sick, you know the verses? And then everyone did their kind of thing. We hit the classics. Everyone kind of does their bit, and then it was like, all right, I'm actually going to cue one up for me.
Yeah.
And then it came on. I wasn't in the room.
Oh.
And then I was out getting drinks, going wheeze, something like that. Came back in, and two people are singing my song, which was Feel Good Inc. by the Gorillaz.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I was like, put a microphone in front of me now.
Yeah.
I'm rapping, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm rapping, but I'm hitting choruses that we all know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You found a common ground there.
Yeah.
I like that.
So you got to be like, hey, Mike, me.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And then, peeled it back, back the Gorillaz, gave it shit.
Nice.
Yeah, and then...
Standing ovation.
Yeah. Wow, I was ovating myself. I was pretty stoked. I knew, it was like... You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to completely turn away from the screen right now and just sing the words because I know them.
Do the old, like, I'm not looking at the lyrics.
Yeah, the dick swing, eh? Yeah. It's all on the table. Yeah. Shrimp gang. And then I got home. I was completely sweet in the Uber. And then when we got home, I felt mint. Like, I was hammered, but I was good. But yeah, I got home and I was like, "Ooh!" It was the first time I really, really double visioned it for the night.
I've started to get that as well. It used to be the Uber ride was like, I was like dreading the Uber ride.
Yeah.
Nowadays, at least the last couple of times, I get in the Uber and I'm sweet. It's when I get home that I go, "Holy!"
Yeah.
I somehow starting to hold it together now for Ubers.
Yeah.
It's like I'm like progressing and evolving. And then I get home and it all becomes like, ah, oh, fuck, here we go.
Yeah, rolled into bed, woke up, lady slept in. I woke up early because there's a fucking dog next door. I tell you what, this thing does not stop barking. It's not barking right now, so my example's kind of fallen on deaf ears.
Mm.
But it was barking, I was up, and I was like, well, what else do you do? Fired up the computer, hit like 7 hours of Assassin's Creed.
Shit, yeah.
Just, I was like, no story, just side quests. Ooh. I'm opening chests.
Yeah.
I'm hitting the sea.
Making
I'm sinking
money.
Ships. Yeah. I'm raiding ships.
Yeah.
I'm getting myself fresh swords.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Sunday well spent.
Oh, it was. Eventually on Sunday, the clouds peeled back and the sun came out, and I was like, all right, sweet ass. Just ventured out onto the deck in the shorts, got some vitamin D in.
Nice.
I was like, I'm 100% again.
Lovely.
Ready to take Monday on. What I was going to talk to you about was something that happened to me just the other day. This is a lot more visceral. This is very just something that happened. Oh, fuck, I don't know how to word it.
Happy, dark?
Just literally a physical thing. You know what fucking sucks?
What's that?
When you have an itch and it's under your skin. You ever get that?
Like under.
What? And you scratch it, and it's not surface level, so you scratch your skin, and you're like, it's deeper. What is this? Because you get the itch, and then you're like, fuck, I get it in my hands. And you're like, this isn't a normal itch.
Mm.
And then, I'm sure everyone's done this. There's a point where you get your teeth on it,
and you give it a real good fucking...
You get in there with the gnashes, your pearly whites, and you just start going to town on it, hoping to get this, like, deep thing that's under your skin.
Like you need to get something out, or you just need to get, like,
it's
this
an,
itch
it's
that
an
scratch?
Itch. It's an itch that is inside you. And I don't know what it was, but apparently you can get an itchy muscle. It's a thing.
Ah.
And there's no rhyme or reason to it. It's common in the hands because the skin's quite thin there.
Yeah.
And also, whether you've got your arms up, arms down, you're doing an activity, it's blood in, blood out, can lead you to an itchy muscle.
Not like itchy, as in like, like when you massage a muscle, like you give it a...
No. It feels like it's a scratch,
like an
and then you scratch exactly where it is, and you're just like, I wish I could dig my fingers in 10 mil and scratch again.
Honestly, I don't know if I've had that. Like, maybe I have or haven't. I have to keep an eye out. It's not something I've.
I get it in my hands. You got to get your teeth on it.
No,
but anyway, I made a list for you of.
Love a good pair of lists.
I made a list for you, Andy. Oh, sorry,
Jared.
Sorry. Of unpleasant feelings that I have had in my life and that others may have had.
And what are my answers? What am
you
I saying?
You don't have to answer.
Oh, okay.
But we can just talk about it.
All right, give me the lists.
The first one that I have on my list of unpleasant feelings is half swallowing a sip of water.
Ooh.
And then it goes down wrong.
Ooh.
And then for a split second there, it happened to me today. This one actually happened to me today after I'd written the list. Was that I had a sip of water. Straight away, I know it's gone down the wrong way.
Yeah.
And it feels like you're swallowing a golf ball that is on fire.
Yeah. I fucking hate that shit.
Yeah. Trying to talk, or you're in a conversation with someone and your eyes are watering because you're like, I just need to cough the shit out of my lungs right now.
Yeah.
The you know what it feels like? Is, you know, when you watch a movie, right? You're watching like a timepiece, a war movie, and someone gets stabbed, and then they do like a it feels like that, like inability to just swallow it down.
I feel like it's probably because you inhale the water, you don't swallow it.
Yeah,
goes into the lungs, and then you same with you when you get stabbed, you've probably got blood going into you.
Yeah, like, you got blood going everywhere. You got oxygen introduced.
Yeah,
I'm sure there may be oxygen already in there.
Similarities.
Yeah. Getting stabbed is like drinking water.
In the same vein, though, I'm gonna chuck this in your list. It might be there. I don't know. But when you hit your vape like too much, and you get like the liquid that comes up through it or something.
Oh, the spit.
Or not just like the liquid, but when you cough on your vape, it is like 10 times as worse than when you cough like from a cigarette.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, and it makes you look like the biggest bitch.
Yeah.
Because you're coughing on your vape, but sometimes that shit doesn't go down the right way.
No, it's also if you've got an icy vape and you get the chest tightness.
And it just, when you have to cough on the vape. Fuck, it's like
it sucks.
It's a career ender.
It sucks.
You feel like you're dying and you look like the biggest bitch. And like, I feel like a cigarette has never, ever made me like feel that way. Like, yeah, I've had to like, you know, cough on a ciggy or a spliff or whatever. But like,
yeah, someone cracks a joke or you've got something to say mid drag.
Yeah. It gets you, and then you choke it. It's so much worse, and I'd love to know the science behind it, why that fucks me up more.
Nah, an old cig would never betray you like that.
Yeah.
God, the old friend.
I could fight through it. I could fight through the ciggy.
Yeah, you can talk through it.
I can't fight through the vape cough.
No.
I feel like my spleen's coming out.
The next one I have for you is a tried and true, just needing to wee a little bit, but you've wound down and you've got into bed.
Oh, yep.
And you've got it. So, the worst is when you get... You get in there and you're like, oh, there might be a small layer of wee in my bladder.
Mm.
You start actually getting sleepy. And then all of a sudden, you have to break that sleepiness to actually go to the toilet. That sucks. But
you do the whole like, try to go to the toilet sleepy. So you like keep your eyes drooped and like try to keep yourself in the sleep zone.
You know what that is perfect time for? A sit down wee.
Oh, I don't do them.
Well, you can just sit down and you can put your head in your hands for a bit. You know what I'm also a big fan of is keeping the eyes closed. Yeah. Don't introduce the light.
Oh, yeah. So the place that I'm in at the flat has got like sensor lights. So they're like perfect, but it's like underneath the thing. So it's like perfect like dimminess it works.
It's like the old pirate eye patch. Like you just, all right, one can have the light, but the other one's staying with me asleep. Yeah.
No, I don't do I can't do the sit down pee. It's not for me. But like, I'm a big like lean over the bowl, like one hand, like on the wall.
Yeah.
And then just wait.
Why are we outside? Nine times out of ten, I'm not sitting down there. I'm like, sit on the edge of the deck and piss my pants like a schmuck.
Yeah. So on that, I've got this like rule, or like way of living, when it gets to like that time of the night, say like okay, how do I set this up? I always like piss before bed. Like, everyone needs to go to the toilet before bed. Yeah,
wheeze before bed.
Yeah.
And car rides.
But but I know when I get into bed, I'm going to like be on my phone for a bit, right? So I've stopped going toilet before bed, right? And I jump on my phone. And then when I need to wee,
that's end of phone time?
That is end of night. That is like I'll watch like YouTube, scroll Instagram, whatever it is, and then be like, okay, I need to wee now. Rather than trying to like force it when you go to the toilet and then you get into bed and then you're on your phone again and then you kind of like need a half piss. So like I've timed it so that like I get into bed, do my shit.
Yeah.
And then, okay, now I need to wee. I go and wee. And then when I come back into my room, no more phone. Straight to sleep.
This ties into another one very well for me is restlessness versus unableness to sleep. So when you go to bed and you can tell straight away, I can always tell because I sleep with the same pillows every night. Some nights it's super comfy and I can go straight to sleep. But some nights you're like, the pillows just aren't hitting. They're not how they usually are. And you're like, this is a restless night. It's going to take me a while to get to sleep. So I have to fight every little wink to not move, not open my eyes, just to be able to fall asleep. But if I have to wee, that get up and go, I'm starting all over again.
Right. You need to try my strategy. So
I don't often have to wee before bed, in all honesty.
But honestly, it works. And anyone that struggles with the same thing, that goes like, all right, bedtime, you get off your computer, whatever, you finish dinner, toilet, and then bed, and then you're on your phone. A lot of people put it down to like, oh, it's screen time before bed. Well, it's not. Like, there's a lot of other factors that you're getting up, down, restless, like gone toilet twice, blah, 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 whatever it is. Get into bed first, do your nighttime routine stuff.
Yeah.
Do your wheeze last. And then when you enter your room again, your phone's already on charge, your alarms are set.
Straight into the Z's.
Just straight into bed, slip straight into bed. And it's bliss.
Nice. I'm so light though. Like if I move, like if I do that, it's like.
Do you use the same pillow every night?
Yeah. I've got a couple.
Yeah. I mean, I've got like.
I've got
like
a between the legs pillow. And then I've got two pillows.
Right.
It's like an actual pillow that's made to be between you. It's for spine alignment.
I've got like, there's like four pillows on my bed, but like, I've got like one that is like the go-to.
The thin boy.
The thin boy, that is my pillow. That's the one, right?
Yeah, I rock the thins.
Yeah. But I definitely can't sleep properly on other pillows. As soon as I hit that one, I'm gone.
That's what I mean about the Bambillos and stuff like that. When people are like, oh, they're mean. Like, they're so soft. No, thank you. No. I need a single page of a book.
Yeah.
And
I want rigidness, unfortunately. Yeah. Something soft but rigid.
Yeah.
Like, I can't sink into my pillow.
If I need more, I'll just curl it up a bit with my arm.
Yeah. You scrunch it in a little bit, yeah.
You know, if I'm at desperate times, call for desperate measures, I'll fold it.
Yeah.
But that one will stretch.
Yeah.
I'll make that be whatever it needs to be for the night.
Yeah. I will say, though, when I go stay at, like, mum's place, like, she's obviously got bigger pillows and things like that. She understands that, like, I like like a thin pillow, and I've got, like, a thinner pillow up there, too.
Yeah, the gross yellow ones, yeah.
I've got a thinner one up there too. They're obviously, it's still bigger than the one I've like got in my room. But although I struggle to like get to sleep with it, I do wake up feeling more like,
dream state.
Yeah,
it's like a hotel sleep.
Yes. Yeah. Because you struggle to get to sleep because I've been
pinned down by these like commercially made beds.
Yeah, they air press you like when you go to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, when you wake up, you're like, oh, these kittens.
Yeah.
They keep the light out of everything.
I do wake up feeling very refreshed.
The next one I got for you, and I hate this because I've got a little bathroom. Trying to get dressed in a humid room after a shower, an uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah.
Because you get out the shower, and if it's steamy and the fan hasn't quite got everything out of there yet, you put it on, your shirt sticks to your weird. Don't get me started on putting socks on straight after the shower. Yeah. Because you naturally your foot slides straight into the sock, the heel just does its thing, slipstreams down the rear end.
Mm.
But when you've got to start like...
Another reason why like winter's superior for that sort of stuff.
Yeah, your skin's dry. Yeah, you're dry.
But like it's cold and you come out of a hot shower into your clothes like nice.
Oh, summertime, if you're not having a cold shower and you're just going to have a hot shower.
Yeah.
A hot shower into getting dressed in a humid room into breaking out into a small forehead sweat straight after.
100%. And then like get like... So prime example, showered before coming here and then... So it's like hot shower, hot day, same thing, the forehead sweat, and then got into like a hot vehicle.
Yeah.
Black truck. It's been sitting there for like a week. And then I got into that vehicle and it was just like, holy fuck.
Aircon working its dick off.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate that feeling. I need to start cold showering more.
I'm a fan. I'm not freezing cold. I'm no Wim Hof.
No,
like I'm not doing cold immersion first thing in the morning. It's
no, I'm a big
not hot until it's just a bit cold.
Yeah. No, I'm a big fan of the cold shower too, but like I'm also a massive fan of like the really hot shower.
Yeah, same.
But
exactly.
As someone that like runs hot, like some days you want to do the cold because you're feeling like too hot, but some days it's like. Like I could, I could nestle into like a scorching hot shower.
Yeah,
but
and then some days
you got to pick the day.
Everyone's got their standard level they run the shower at, and you're like, this is what hot is for me. And sometimes you're like, you look back and you're like, Jesus, this thing's cranked.
Yeah,
why am I suddenly today?
Yeah,
can I run like a million Scovilles more? My last one I've got for you on the list. Actually, I got two more for you. The limbo of not being sure if you're going to sneeze or not.
Oh.
When you have to pause a conversation, and it's always funny to look at when someone is just like, oh, one second. Hang on, I got to try and bring it on. Look for the sun.
Yeah, yeah.
The sun will do it to you.
Or light, like look to light, yeah. Or keep, was it? No, close your eyes as well. Look to the light with closed eyes.
So solar sneezes. I searched up, is this like a thing?
You can't sneeze with your eyes open or something.
No, you can't sneeze with your eyes open. The pressure will make your eyeballs pop out.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's what I was told as a kid. I have not changed anything from that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't, when they say look to the light, you can't just look at the roof. Like, that light won't do it for me. I have to find the sun somewhere, the moon, anything. It has to be a natural source for me. But
it's just showing my fucking phone torch.
Come on.
Light on me.
So solar sneezes are an exaggerated response that occurs with exposure to extreme light, Dr. Lang says. Your trigeminal nerve, a facial nerve that goes to your eyes and nose, when your pupils constrict, can bring on a sneeze. Oh. So naturally when you go from like that to like staring at it and your pupils do whatever they do, whether they go bigger or smaller, I can't remember. But your that
light
can,
brings them
yeah.
light.
So that can bring on a sneeze for you because it's all linked.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cool. I mean, I'll
be driving on the motorway needing to sneeze and it's like head out the window or like head through the steering wheel. Just give me the sun, man. This thing needs to go.
See, I've never really had that problem. And you've been around me when I go through my sneezing fits. Like,
it's hilarious.
Yeah. I'm someone that's like that'll sneeze once and it will be done. Or as soon as that second one hits, I go, right, I'm in for 3 minutes here.
Yeah.
Three to 5 minutes straight.
You know, it's funny, my dad does it as well.
Yeah.
He does a sneezing fit. They just roll.
They do. It's a weird, I don't know what it is. Even if I go to the bathroom, blow my nose, look at the sunlight, whatever it is, like press my finger into your upper lip. I've tried all sorts of fucking voodoo shit.
A sneeze is like usually, dare I say, orgasmic in a sense of like you do one and you build to the climax.
Yeah,
it's just bang, bang, bang. You're edging yourself and then it's done.
The times when I do the one and done, which is like the majority of the time, great, love it, absolutely love it. But when I get into the fit and you can't stop it, I fucking hate it.
Exhausted after.
It's just like, like you edge and edge and edge.
I'm commonly a twofer. Then, very solemn are the days that I sneeze singularly.
No, I'm a big just one-offer.
My first one's always quite minuscule, though. But I'll
like
also double jump a sneeze where I can go like, achoo, achoo.
Oh,
it doesn't sound like that. It's more like, but like,
I've never double jumped, to be honest.
So I'll do one, but the second one is like fingering it. Like, it's right behind there. And where you hit one, and then the second one just like, boof, bang, like, bang. Sweet, I'm getting the secret like, box.
Double tap. Yeah. No, I've never done that either. But I've also never had like the... Oh, no, okay, I tell a lie. I've obviously been like, you know, stuck on that like borderline, like, am I going to, am I not going to? But it's very seldom.
Yeah.
It's not something that... occurs sneeze enough.
Purgatory.
Yeah, it's not something that occurs enough for like that would like make like a list of my own to be like annoying feeling. I don't know.
I don't know if it's annoying because a sneeze is great. It feels great.
Yeah, but like the whole like sitting in the purgatory is annoying, right?
Yeah. A lot of these are like the sneeze, the water, everything it's a pain. If you are in the middle of a conversation, because you have to stop whatever you're doing or battle through it and hide it.
Mm. I think it also comes down to like, if I don't sneeze, I'm kind of also like, sweet, that's not a sneezing fit.
Because
if I do one, I after that first one, there's like the dust settles and I'm like, yeah, I'm like, hold, and then it doesn't take off, and I'm like, sweet.
Don't count your chickens just before they roost.
Yeah, because I could go like 50, 60 in a row.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
It's, jeez.
You know, to the point where like I'm getting ready for work or football or whatever it is, I'm still going. I get in the shower, it's still going. I get out, I'm ready, I'm changed, I'm packed. I'm in the truck driving to work. It's still going. Like you know what I mean?
I wonder if you've got some, like, it's kind of like solar plexus muscle or whatever cavity it is that, like, does a sneeze. I wonder if yours is, like, mega developed for, like, just from going through that.
I don't know. Yeah, like, the certain muscles that are, like...
Or if it's, like, yeah, just spasms more frequently.
Yeah. Because you'd think, like, because what it is, right, is something stuck in there or dust or whatever is tickling some nerves.
Yeah, isn't it like a diaphragm? Sorry. Yeah, like a diaphragm spasm.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I thought it was something like stuck in your like your navel cavity and you're just trying to expel that.
Yeah.
Right? That's, you know, and you'd think after like blowing your nose, job done.
You'd think it's done.
Yeah.
But you do get the creepers. That's when the nose hairs start getting a bit tricky.
Yeah.
The last one I got for you.
Hasn't happened in a very long time.
You say that now, you'll be sneezing all the way home.
Yeah. But I have been hitting a weed whacker from the lawnmower 4.0.
I jammed one the other day.
Power pack. Up the nose, things work the treat.
Didn't get my ones. My nose here is starting to become a... Like, you've got to...
There's a certain way that you got to hit
it. Yeah, you got to hit it. Right.
It's not just like a... done. Like, put it
up
and out.
I'll spin it. It's like, do you put it in the center or do the edges have to touch it? Where's the blade?
I don't know.
Because it's like a nose trimmer is like a circular thing. Do you just shove your nose hairs in the middle? Because I'll have one that I'm like, I really need to get that one. And you're like,
I don't know. But it doesn't, well, at least what I've got, like, doesn't actually, like, it doesn't, like, hurt your skin. Like, no matter how much you push or press or whatever. No, so
my brother's got one in the bathroom. When if I'm up at the big house, I'll always, like,
So I just jam it in there and then just fucking fling it around because it doesn't like knit your skin or any, you know, like there's no repercussion. So I don't know how it actually works. You don't have to like center it or whatever.
Look, I'm not here on my own couch, Andy, in my house breaking down the sciences of nose trimming technology. We can if you want, but I'll tell you what, I don't have the time.
No, but it fucking works. And to be honest, I haven't had a sneezing fit since. So maybe that's something to do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I burned my eyelashes off once, lighting a bong, and I'll tell you what, your eyelashes do a job, because no shit, the amount of stuff, like dust and just crap that was getting in my eyes for the, whatever, week or two afterwards that was, like, after the atrocities that happened to my eyeballs, I stayed far and wide away from ever trying to get rid of my eyelashes ever again, not that I was intending to do so.
I believe it, and... put that on your fucking list. Getting something in your eye is one of the worst fucking things, right? Like,
do you do the whole, like, pull your eyelid over north, south, east, west?
No, I'm a big, like, pull the eyelid over and blow your nose. Like, because, like, or even if you block your nose, burn it now, and then when you blow it, like, shoots it up through your eye and then, like, puffs your eye out, blows the air through there. And
like people when they shoot milk out their eye.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably how it's all linked.
Like the air thing, yeah.
But, like, yeah, same with the air. You block your nose and it fucking shoots air through there and
you're
supposed to clear it. Because I've when I was building septic tanks, I got fiberglass in my eye, and that was, honest to God, like one of the worst, like 48 hours of my life.
Yeah.
Went to the doctors. They're like, nah, just take these eye drops.
Oh, like, I got a fucking infection once. I was at school when kids were having a mud fight. I got caught in the crossfire. just walked straight through some kids having a mud fight.
Oh.
Turned to look at what was happening, got smoked in the eye, and some dirt went behind my eyeball.
Ooh.
And where your tear duct is or whatever it was, like that, it all just like crusted over, kind of like conjunctivitis, and just pus was oozing out.
Oh.
And I could press, you know how you like press the top and bottom of your eye and your eyelids flip around? When I did that, like pus would just weep out of my eye.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to do the like saline washes and everything all the time.
Oh,
never to the point of like, you know, when people get like fiberglass or whatever and you have to get like the injection into your eyeball.
Yeah, they had to put, so they put like my head in like a stirrup thing. Like, you know, like
yeah.
Pregnant ladies put their legs in. Yeah, it was like a head one.
Hmm.
And then like
brought you into the birthing unit.
Yeah, like a full fucking like eye opener thing where like I like physically tried to shut it and couldn't. Like it was jacked open. And they put like this like orange dye in it. And then put like a UV black light on, and they found it
covered in semen.
They found it connected to like mucus, like that's, you know, just keeps your eyes moist. And the fucking eye specialist removed it with tweezers. That was one of the most surreal things in my life. Like, because your eyes like fucking jacked open, there's tweezers coming towards
hyper
you.
Hyper alert of what's happening.
Yeah, you've been awake for 48 hours because you can't sleep.
Yeah.
Going to the doctor saying there's something in my eye. They're like, no, there's not. And
trust me, it's my eye.
Yeah, exactly, idiot. And they finally, and I could feel it when he removed it. I had this like from my fucking toes to the top of my head.
Yeah,
the relief just shot through my body. Yeah, it was just a full body orgasm as it removed from my eye, and then no shit. Like, I just fell asleep in the chair. Just, like instant, like, just...
Yeah. The only time I've ever had something similar when you're talking about full-body orgasms at the doctor's was... no, once...
It's a thing!
I dunked a basketball once on a hoop. So, at the primary school that I went to, you had the senior court where they had, like, the proper basketball hoops, but then they had, like, a junior court, and their basketball hoops was just a pole that was concreted into a tire... that had concrete in it, so you could move it. You could just wheel a tire. And I dunked the ball and pulled it down and like kind of took a step back, and the hoop fell and landed on my big toe.
Ooh.
Took my big toenail off.
Oh.
They put a bandage on it, like a dressing, and my toenail started to grow over the dressing.
Oh.
So they couldn't just pull it out. So what they had to do was remove it. So because it was stitched, like cross-stitched like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Not stitches for the listener, but like, you know, bandages where it's like threads.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Over, under, crochet maybe.
Mm.
But they had to pull them out singularly.
Ooh.
And with each one, it was like, tell me more. Oh, I can like to this day, man, shudders.
You can
like,
feel it, shivers. Yeah.
But each one that they removed, and when they got the last one, it was just like, oh.
Yeah. Just that relief.
I'm yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm yours, doctor.
It's a weird thing, eh? But it's legit. Like, medical situation, like, when you have that thing removed. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like when you, like, on a lesser scale, not so orgasmic, but when you got a dislocation, when they pop it back in, you're like, sweet, that didn't work a second ago. Well,
they take your cast off or take your braces off.
With the dislocation, there's nothing wrong. It just, it's the second it gets put back in, you are good to go again.
Mm.
So it's just like, oh, mint.
Yeah.
Might be a bit of a bruise. Jeez Louise.
I've never had a dislocation.
Fuck, I had like four in a day. And then that night, we went and drunk at Harry's, and I slept on a single-seater couch. And when I woke up in the morning, because they were like, go home, rest. You've had a big day. I popped my arm out in a rugby game, popped out twice in that game. And then I got pulled off, went to take my jersey off. When I tugged on my jersey, it popped out again. We went and drunk at Harry's that night. No beds, so I slept sitting up on a single seat, like a single person sofa. Woke up in the morning, shoulder dislocated, just drove myself to A&E. They popped it back in again.
Fuck.
Yeah, and then the last one that I have for you is rocking around with an itchy butthole.
Oh. Are we talking like fire carry the night before?
Oh, like ring, just a- dude, I got betrayed by Ring Sting the other day. I got a nice little like, it's called Hot Nuts. It's from my mum's shop where it's like, it's chopped up peanuts mixed with like a chili oil, grate on eggs.
Nice.
You can put it in a pan, cook your food in it, gives it like a spicy element, but also maybe if you're doing like a Southeastern dish where you'd sprinkle some chopped nuts over it afterwards or something. It's a 2-for-1.
Mm.
Had that the same day, actually. I was with you. We had Wicked Wings before that.
Yes.
Usually don't get betrayed by Wicked Wings, but I think it's stacked. Because
right,
individually,
yeah, doubled up,
I wouldn't get betrayed. But because all of this was in my system, and it was all that was in my system.
Yeah.
The next day.
I always do get like the little knock on the door from a Wicked Wing. Like, it's not... It's definitely no It's no Vindaloo curry or something, you know? But like, it's a little like, oh... Remember last night?
Yeah, exactly. But it's not slipping out. You're never talking again.
Yeah. So are we?
It'll send you a text and be like, "That was fun."
Yeah. are we talking that sort of?
We don't need to talk again, but that was fun.
Are we talking?
You'll
like,
want me in a month.
Are we talking like, oh, I should get check for ringworm sort of itch?
It's just the itch.
The standard like bloke itch.
Well, now we're getting into territory of wipes.
And what type of itch or butthole itch are we talking?
I'm just talking about the
different
one.
Different categories
here. Okay, not ring sting, but the itch of like, I need to find a space where no one's behind me and I need to get a finger in there and go to town on my beezy right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Usually led on by a half-ass wipe.
That can be a difficult one is... Because it depends where you are.
Yeah. And what you want to own up to.
And like if you're like sitting at your desk in your office and you're just going back and forth. Just
the seat perfect. It's very canine-esque. Of just dragging yourself over the lawn, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
But yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, that does suck.
You want to yuck and yum and skadoosh out of here?
Let's do it. Oh my God, I didn't even know my socks had holes in them.
Andy, what's your yuck this week?
Right. My yuck this week, bit of a weird one, but I consider myself, I'm a little bit overweight at the minute, but I consider myself quite balanced, you know, quite like, you know, strong, girthy as a person, as a man, you know, like quite balanced and everything.
Rotund in the kindest of ways.
Yeah, and like good with my spatial awareness, you know, things like that. But the one thing that's been my bane of existence for like years now, and it's happened like 3 times this week, is fucking door handles. For some reason, my whole spatial radar does not pick up door handles.
Like catching on your pants or...
My arms. I'll walk through like a doorway, doors open, and if it's not like a round doorknob, that's fine. But a door handle that like points back at you, I'll just be walking past and like I'm like, my spatial awareness is like...
Catch
right,
a wrist in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and I just catch the side of my fucking forearm with door handles.
What if you've got an inner ear trouble if your equilibrium's off?
Constantly. No, I've never had ear problems. But no, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like, fuck, I'm getting old, you know, like because my dad and my granddad and my granddad's all
you
like
come from a long line of door handle.
They all had fucking no straight up. It's 100% a thing. Like my old man had it all the time, cuts on his arms from walking into door handles, and it's the spatial awareness of like, okay, I'm going through the door entry, door jam either side, going past the door, and it just doesn't register. The handle sticking out another 100 mil, and then the arms just cop it.
Yeah.
Just takes a fucking hit, and I'm fucking over it. So it's a weird one. Like I said, it's a weird one.
But you are over the hill.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but I just can't get my spatial awareness around doors. Can't get it correct, mate. I don't know.
I think we've kind of got the same level of yuck this week.
case.
Mine is drawing the number 5. I suck at it, man, and I can't get it. I think fives are the...
the same. I get this 100%. Yeah. Every number has like an easy like directional drawing. The five just ends up like a...
It's basically a two, and two, dare I say, might be one of the easiest. Yeah. Two sevens and ones.
Yeah.
Threes for all sakes.
Yeah.
Fours, you can do them three different ways. Everyone knows what they are.
Yeah.
But fives, it either comes with a real long downward stem and a small loop, or it's come down and I've got a little thing and then a big hooky fucking backward C underneath it.
Or
I thought it was a left-handed thing because I've never been able to do it. I don't start with the sideways either. I always do the down and then the hook, and then I go back and flick the top.
No, it's too many actions. Like you, it's like
it is.
It's like across, down, and then loop. You know, there's too many like.
That's the thing. You can do a 13 in the same time you can do a 5.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's eight things too wrong.
Yeah, it's the amount of times that I've gone like across, like or like. Got the across and the down in like in the same stroke,
yeah,
and like gone like on like a diagonal and then done a loop, yeah. And it's like, oh, that's close enough to a five.
But it's been my whole life,
yeah.
And I'm writing fives. All right, five fives a day, and now,
yeah, fuck fives.
Yeah, dude, fuck fives.
I fucking rate that, yuck. Yeah. I fucking hate writing fives. It never works out well.
I also struggle with eights, but maybe we'll save that one.
Are you like a double circle or like a loop-de-loop?
I'm an S with a straight line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm like a full like.
Depends if I'm doing it in Vivid or not.
Oh. Okay.
In a Vivid, I'll do two circle. I'll do a snowman. Like I'll do a top circle and a bottom circle. Otherwise, the ink bleeds too much.
Yeah, no, I get that. I always do like an 8 in like a Vivid, and it just looks like two coloured in circles. Because I do the two like the two loop de loops like, round, like you know around the tree and back or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, if the pen's too thick, it just looks like two coloured in circles. And it doesn't make sense.
Well, I like that this has just been a human experience.
Yeah. No, that's I understand. That's I fully get that. It frustrates the hell out of me.
Fuck five. What's your yum, my friend?
I've got a good yum this week. We've talked about this earlier today. As of 5 a.m. this morning, I am now debt-free.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so that's a big yum for me. So I went to university, ended up paying off my student loan, I think, last year sometime. But like 4 years ago, four years ago, like I ended up ticking up a truck, needed it for the work.
Ticking up for the international listeners means like
I got a loan,
like leasing a truck.
I got a loan basically to buy a truck, and was paying that back. And a lot of people might like frown upon that sort of stuff, and it was something that I needed for the work that I was doing at the time, and it served me well, served me with good purpose. I now have good credit, which is good. But I had that student loan and the truck at the same time as an apprentice. Troubling times. I'm now in a good job on like a really good salary with no student loan and no personal loan. And I am, for the first time in like 10 years, I am debt free.
Well, I'm coming to your work, dude. No bowling.
So... It is, I have not been debt free since high school.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's an amazing feeling.
And well done, man.
Yeah. Since like 5 a.m. this morning, I am now debt free. So fuck. Now I look forward to the biggest debt of my life. And going down that route. So
I'm the only one you got to deal with.
Yeah. I'm going to enjoy this moment. While I'm debt free, probably for another year or so.
Put away what you can.
And then, then we get into debt for what, 30 years? So.
Yeah. Start buying lotto tickets.
Yeah. Fuck, here we go. But yeah, no, I'm very happy. And it's a big yum, big win for me. 10 year win right there.
Nice. My yum this week goes out to Snoop Dogg, who pulled one of the biggest fleeces ever. So he announced a couple of days ago on Instagram. He put up, whether it was a post or a story, and he said, I'm going smokeless. And that's all he said. And there was articles everywhere saying Snoop Dogg is quitting weed. And everyone was like, look, it's probably best for his health. He's getting a bit older. This, 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 and this. He came out with an advert this morning going, I'm Snoop Dogg, and I endorse these smokeless fires. And he was selling fire pits that are smokeless. But he is the perfect guy to roll out this marketing campaign, because the second he said he was going smokeless, it was on the news.
Yeah.
It was on the Herald website. That's where I saw it, which is the number one paper in Auckland.
Yeah.
And dare I say New Zealand. And it was all around the world. Like, the Instagram page shared it and just said Snoop Dogg's quit weed. Everyone was like, what the hell? Like, pigs are flying.
Yeah.
And it was like, damn, like, Snoop Dogg quit weed before this, this, and this happened.
That's smart.
Top 10 things you thought you'd never see. And he was just endorsing. I was actually going to do a whole bit on it for the podcast of, like, some of the smartest marketing campaigns in history.
Mm.
But
pencil that. I like that idea.
Yeah. Looking in upon it, it was a lot of it didn't necessarily convey to, like, our listeners, which is primarily New Zealand, Australia. So
right.
It was all, like, kind of American stuff.
That's cool, though. We talk a lot of American stuff here.
Hell yeah.
This is where you get your American politics from.
Yeah, we go down into the bayou and go back and wham. What? And that's us.
I love this shit. Oh, fuck.
That's 85. Tell your friends. Peace.
Later.